This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Eau Claire has announced a significant donation towards its efforts to renovate Mount Simon Park. City officials say they've received a $300,000 donation from the Jane Honnadell Estate for improved amenities at the park. The funding from the donation will go towards the installation of new playground equipment as well as construction of a new pavilion. Construction on the playground equipment will take place over the course of about a week this fall, and construction on the new pavilion is scheduled to take place sometime next year. Xcel Energy officials are warning residents of a notable increase in their natural gas prices this year. According to company officials, residential natural gas customers will see their monthly bill increase by about 15%. For the average customer, the rate hike will see their natural gas bill increase from about $112 to about $129. Xcel Energy officials say about half of the increased cost is due to the higher cost of natural gas, and the other half is a result of an increase in infrastructure and other related costs. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is warning residents that cybersecurity attacks are becoming more common, in part thanks to the growth of artificial intelligence. At a hearing last week, DOJ officials and cybersecurity experts from Microsoft and Google warned that the use of generative AI is making it easier for hackers to attack government databases, which hold valuable personal information about residents. They also say Wisconsin's cyber response data team has seen a 60% increase in cybersecurity incidents over just the last 2 years. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to be on the lookout for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decreases. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. St. Croix County in the northwest Wisconsin region also saw the third highest total of deer-related crashes last year, with nearly 800. City of Eau Claire officials are advising residents that the top level of the Graham Riverside parking deck will close for the winter season on November 1st. According to city officials, the parking deck will close due to safety concerns with snowy weather on the horizon. They say the city is not planning to use snowplows on the top deck this winter, and if there's any snowfall prior to the closure date, it will be brushed or allowed to melt depending on weather conditions. The lower level of the Graham Riverside parking deck will remain open until March 1st. At their meeting earlier this month, the Menominee City Council approved the hiring of 3 new full-time firefighters, or EMTs, to help address critical staffing shortages. Fire department officials say staffing shortages have forced them to heavily rely on overtime to meet demand. The 3 new positions will cost a total of about $330,000. The City Council also approved a new 5-year agreement between the City of Menominee and the Menominee Rural Fire Emergency Medical Services District, which will run through 2030. Organizers of the Breakthrough T1D Walk in Rice Lake over the weekend say the inaugural event raised nearly $17,000. The event was held at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire-Barron County campus and sought to raise awareness about type 1 diabetes and raise money for ongoing research and advocacy efforts. Organizers set an initial goal of raising $15,000, far surpassing that total by the end of the event. Around 150 area residents came out to participate in the 2-mile walk on Saturday morning. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills before the winter heating moratorium begins. Each year from November 1st to April 15th, utility companies are prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Residents with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. According to agency officials, scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their healthcare. The scammers then request personal information from their potential victim, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials are warning residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to continue funding SNAP and food share services. Under the new federal budget, states are now responsible for covering 75% of administrative costs for SNAP programs. The new budget also implemented work requirements to qualify for food stamps, adding additional paperwork for the agency to process. The funding would cover federal cuts to the program and hire more staffers to assist residents currently receiving SNAP benefits. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.